You obviously won it with your girl, right?
Yeah.
And you guys are still madly in love? No, that's right. You're cheating on her while you're here. No, it would have looked a bit weird if you just said this staring at the camera.
Yeah.
Any other cast members had sex with each other? Anyone else hooking up?
Wait, didn't you hook up with Holly?
What? I'm going to get shot after this podcast.
All right, let's go. Woo!
You bring the energy today.
Oh! Hey! Ready to go?
Fuck. I'm feeling over now.
Are we on? What up, you little Yorkshire puddings? Welcome back to the podcast. Look, if you're new here, make sure you subscribe. If you're listening audio only, please hit follow, download all our episodes because they're fun, they're great, they're fantastic. Make sure you give it 5 stars. And if you don't, Harry is going to come... in your sister. Look, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, yes, we're back with another two at the handle fucking person on the podcast. Yes, they're great fun. Yes, I love connecting with them. Suck my nuts. Look, me and Harry have 3 things in common. We're both named Harry. We're both winners of two at the handle. And we're both hung like small frogs.
And I'm both Geminis.
Oh, we're both Geminis? That,
yeah, we're both toxic as fuck.
Holy shit. So if you guys haven't seen Talk the Handle Season 3, Harry actually wins it. You won it with your girl, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I actually didn't finish it. Yeah.
Fuck, I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
Bro, I was getting so much anxiety with how much money you guys were spending. It was pissing me off because I was there and I know what it's like. So I was like, freaking out for you guys.
Miff and Ollie took the piss, didn't they, to be honest?
Bro, they took the piss, bro. There was a couple of rumors online, and I was just reading this just before I picked you up. So where are you from originally?
Middlesbrough.
What?
Yeah, dude. Middlesbrough.
I don't know where that is. Northeast of England.
The northeast of England?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you do there?
I was a tree surgeon.
Oh, that's right. I saw your intro.
A tree surgeon?
Yeah.
Like you like graft trees together?
You, like, no, it would like cut a little bit open and like rip some bark
out. Put some glue in it. What? No, you climb trees, cut them down. Dead, dying, or diseased. I'll take them down and climb them.
That's a good gig.
My line was climb like
a good gig. Climb that a girl like good a tree. Money, right?
Yeah, yeah. Can make good money, yeah. But I'm crippled now. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm trying to be like Harry Josie. Should we swap seats?
Why do you call it a tree surgeon? It's just, you just chop down trees, no?
Yeah. It sounds good. If you tell a girl...
Who named it tree surgeon?
Do you know what? If you tell a girl fast enough on a night out, she's like, what, brain surgeon? And you're like, yeah, you just roll with it.
No way. How long were you doing that for?
12 years.
What the fuck?
I know. Fucking, I'm ancient.
Why did you want to get into that?
No, I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I left school.
So, you know, I'm going to fucking chop some trees.
Yeah, I looked at a motherfucking tree, but I'm going to climb that. No, my parents, like, they were good friends with my old boss, and I was there for, like, 7 years. So, I worked, like, the last 6 weeks of the school holidays back in the UK, and obviously no one has any money. You're just running about going wild, so I thought, why not?
Do you get paid per tree you chop down, or is it, like, hourly?
It depends. It all depends. Like, obviously, different trees have, like... different.
Yeah, here we call that a groundskeeper, a little landscaper.
That's a gardener. That's a gardener.
Tree surgeon's a lot more.
See, that offends me.
Like, I'm a surgeon of trees.
Yeah, you know what a surgeon is?
Yeah.
But like, if I haven't studied for 2 years for someone to be like, oh, you're a groundskeeper. Like,
No disrespect
to groundskeepers.
Like in Canada, they call that a faller too, where you like climb to the top of the tree. And like, it's dangerous, right?
Well, arborist, the actual name for it.
Oh, yeah. Arborist. Okay, yeah, that's legit.
It's actually.
See, now he knows what I do.
So you climb arborist, with your hands and your feet and chainsaw on your back.
No, so you have a harness on.
Oh, right.
You've got a main rope and then like one that goes around your waist. So you'll throw it over a branch, pull yourself up, swap to your. Like one round your waist, unhook yourself, throw it up, keep doing that until you get the top. And then once you get your top, you'll come all the way back down, then work from the bottom of the tree upwards until you've got a stem. Then when you're at the top, you just section it down. That's if it's coming out. But you can reduce them and like shape them and get the dead wood out of them. There's a lot to it. Should we go and climb a tree?
No way. Do you have to study to do that?
Yeah.
Do you get a qualification?
Yeah.
Have you got that on your wall at home?
Yeah, because I got best student on calls. I'm like a monkey.
Really?
Well, I used to be. I'm getting old now. I'm nearly 30.
What?
Yeah, I'm old, you know.
How old are you?
29.
What?
How old do I look?
Like 20?
That works. I like you.
Really?
Yeah, we've got a lot in common. We could be friends for
it. So why did you want to go and talk to handle then?
Well, I didn't know it was too hard to handle, did I?
Right.
Do you know what was funny though? When I went on too hard to handle, obviously, when it got released that it was too hard to handle and like Lana popped up, I hadn't watched your season. So I had to watch.
Oh, really?
I had to watch your season when I came out. So obviously I didn't have a clue. I didn't know the process.
Oh, I didn't, shit.
Yeah, I'd never seen Lana. So obviously it gets advertised as something else. So I bought into that because obviously right. The way like the merchandise, the caps with like, I think it was Pleasure Island, I was got called. The T-shirts, Pleasure Island. So I fully bought into it. I thought I was going to travel around the world. I don't know why, because we were in a pandemic. I thought I was going to travel around.
Yeah, no, that because I had a friend that hit me up like, hey, I'm going to do this reality show called Pleasure Island.
Yeah.
And it's all about like, we're going to go to Thailand and like party there and then go to a different place and like party. And I was like, that doesn't sound like an actual show. And like, no, it's going to be crazy. Like, it's just all like party people and like hot people that are going to go to different cities and party. And then I was like, yo, we're still in a pandemic. I can't go home to Australia. How are you going to, like, how are they navigating that? And I was like, I don't think it's real. And obviously he didn't get on the show, but yeah, but it's fucking
no, I believed everything. But then I was thinking, we're either going to party with each other in all these different destinations, but it's going to be shit because we'll have already partied numerous times with the same people.
Right.
And then I thought, surely we can't go to each country and party with complete strangers because obviously we've got to make a COVID bubble.
Right.
So I don't know why I believed it all, but obviously I'm a lot more gullible than I thought I was.
That's probably the test of how they cast the show. Like, whoever's dumb enough to fall for this is great for TV.
I'm dumb as shit, basically.
They're just like, yeah, who's the biggest idiots we can...
And that's why I climb trees for a living.
That's great. Were you applying for like Love Island and shit before then?
I'd been casted for it. I was actually in the same... like audition as, do you know Kem, who was on Love Island? You don't watch it, do you? Do you watch anything?
I've never seen it in
just
my life.
Just his own podcast.
I've only seen the Australian one. And when I met Joe Garrett, who's like one of my best friends,
all right,
he was like telling me he's from Love Island. I was like, he's like, yeah, from Tommy and Molly season. And I was like,
see, they're massive in the UK.
Yeah, I was just like, bro, I just know them from Instagram. Like, yeah, I just thought they were YouTubers.
No, well, I think Molly was a YouTuber before she went on.
Yeah, now Island. She's just bred it to the gills, huh?
Yeah.
She's just got her shit figured out.
Yeah, yeah. She's like the female version of you.
Of me? Yeah. No way, bro.
You've got your shit figured out, no?
No, she's way more established. Yeah. She's not going anywhere. So you applied for like Love Island and like MTV, X on the Beach.
Well, they like, they've messaged me on Instagram because that's exactly how I got onto what to handle. So they'll message you on Instagram. Do you want to apply? I'm assuming they drop you in like a little bit further. I don't really know how it all works, but that's how I got into it to handle.
Right, and then you got there, you had no idea the only time you found out. Like, when everyone, was there any, like, shit that wasn't shown? Like, when you're on the show, like, because when we got told it was Lana,
yeah,
I was, like, crying, like, I threw a tantrum. I just had to leave.
Really?
So, like, were people freaking out? Like, obviously, you would have been confused, like, the fuck is this?
To be no, I don't think so. That was a good vibe, the wank. Yeah, that slipped my mind. It slipped my mind.
You had a wank?
Yeah.
How many weeks were you in?
Probably like 1.5, but it felt like 2 months. It felt like 2 years.
You had a wank? But there's like cameras outside the shower and shit. How did you weren't worried about them? Like,
because
I remember when we were there, we had like a microphone like near the shower.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if I let out like a little squeak or like moan, because like,
moan when you wank?
Sometimes. I don't know. I get aggressive.
You need to get looked at.
No, when I come, I giggle.
Can we get a doctor for Harry Josie?
No, when I come, I giggle. Like, I laugh. Yeah.
What do women say when you do that?
They just laugh as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I guess it takes the awkwardness out because I'm like, I just fucking just start losing it. Like, not the other night, but like a while ago.
Yeah,
this
girl
was like, beat me off. Right. You know her.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I know her.
Yeah, you know her.
Oh, do I?
No, you know? Cerebral is an online mental health service that offers prescription medication, counseling, and therapy for anxiety, depression, ADHD, insomnia, and more.
I use Cerebral. It's a game changer. I travel so much, so it's nice to be able to stay on top of my therapy and all my appointments online, which
and
is great.
And if you have like more stuff that's going on that you maybe need some prescription or you need a little bit more help with, they've got it. They got everything. They're licensed. They got all the magic sauce. They're also one third the cost of traditional therapy, and you also don't have to wait in lines.
Yeah, that's like great. You don't have to wait weeks to get it. Nothing like that. It's great.
You do it in the comfort of your own home.
I think it's revolutionary.
Revolutionary. It's super super easy. Easy to do. Easy to get help. There's literally no excuse.
Like yeah.
If you're sitting, you're worried about maybe I have insomnia, maybe I have ADHD, maybe I'm not sure what's actually going on in my brain, because sometimes it's a little bit hard to self-diagnose, but it's also great to just talk to a licensed professional and someone that actually knows exactly what's going on, and they're trained to help you and trained to help you get back to feeling 110%.
Yeah, and Cerebral removes a lot of those barriers, makes things much easier, more accessible for everybody.
And you schedule sessions which based on what's convenient for you. It's not convenient on the therapist. It's convenient for you.
How do they get it?
So for listeners of the podcast, you can receive 65% off your first month of medication management and care counseling at cerebral.com/tapin. Go to cerebral.com/tapin for 65% off your first month. That's just a total of $30 to get started. Join Cerebral today on their mission to make quality mental health care accessible and affordable for all. If you need help spelling that, it's cerebral.com/tapin.
And also the links for all these ads are in the show notes too.
Ladies, are you flicking the banjo to this podcast?
I hope so.
I really do hope so. But if you aren't, and if you want something that's going to make you squirm and help you flick that bean a little bit harder and faster, we're back with Dipsy.
Dude. Dipsy rules. People always make fun of me for liking the plot. I like the plot.
We like the plot.
Apparently, women especially, they really like the stories when it comes to pornography, and they like romance fantasies. Dipsy's like actors. There's a setup. It's like it really like puts you in the moment and gets you going.
I'm trying to get to know them.
Yeah.
You know, I want to have an emotional connection to the people involved when I'm nutting. You know?
I usually listen to it on the treadmill, which is kind of tough because then I'm running with a boner, but it's all good, though. It's worth it.
At least the testosterone's up. You feel good. Like everything's pumped.
Yeah, I'm just like.
It's probably a little bit awkward in like a public gym.
Yeah, it's all good though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get through it. So Dipsy is an app full of sexy audio stories, and they now have brand new written stories. No matter who you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy helps bring the stories to life. Anytime, anywhere. In Abby's case, in the gym, on the treadmill. Oh, they also have wellness sessions. So if you're not feeling horny, they have the wellness sessions so you can wind down, you can explore, and sleep sessions to help you just drift off. They literally have everything. You can hit all your moods. You can be tired. You can be happy. You can be horny. You can get it done. So for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/tapin. That's 30 days full of access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/tapin. dipsystories.com/tapin.
But she was beating me up, and I just started losing it. I just was like in tears with how happy I was. And she's like, it's really cute. But
really?
Like, I thought I did something wrong. I was like, nah, I just get really happy. I just laugh. But like, how did you?
I laugh at most things, but I've never laughed when I've been getting wanked off. I feel like she'd leave the room.
No, it's like a good time for everyone, you know? Just happy.
I'm going to try it now.
So what was the point? How did they find that you were jerking off in the shower?
So basically, Lana went offline. And I think it was a test to be like, see if we would behave ourselves. Mm. So then the way I looked at it is, if me and Bo have sex, I'll last longer, right? If you ever wank, you tend to last longer, don't you?
Yeah,
well.
I don't know about that.
And then the other way I looked at it was I've relieved myself. Do you know what I mean? I can start afresh. I felt like a new man.
Yeah,
clean slate. So that was the method to it that I had in my head. But I kind of went in the shower, and then no one knew about it because I pretended to just have a shower.
And then when I came out, everyone was like, I couldn't help but like laugh. Well, you know what I'm like.
I hope Netflix sends you an invoice for this.
Well, it cost me 4K. Like,
oh, they found out about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know why? Because like, I was saying to everyone, you need to have like a pre-wank if we're all going to have sex, because obviously we're not going to last very long.
Yeah.
So then, obviously they pick up on everything, don't they? You've got microphones everywhere. So then when I got in the interview room, I was just laughing to myself, and they were like, we know what you've been doing in the shower.
Oh, they saw?
Well, I don't know if they saw, but is a camera in the shower, or is it just a speaker?
Nah, I think there's a
camera
microphone
in the bathroom.
There's a microphone.
Well, I must have made some noise like you, and that's how they found out.
Well, it's pretty obvious if you're like, just like, yeah. Well, I know if you like, if you had the door open,
yeah,
they can't show you a full nudity.
Oh, really?
But it would have looked a bit weird if you just sat there staring at the camera. Yeah. Just sitting there staring at the camera, just like jerking off and trying not to get on, you know?
Did anyone fuck in the shower?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. But it was just chaos because we were all trying to get ready.
Oh,
you know what women like getting ready?
Yeah.
2-3 hours, some of them.
Yeah, so, it's crazy.
So we all had like 5 minutes, and there was like four, well, at one point there was like 12, 14 of us in one shower.
14 people?
Well, how many is it when it's max?
Like 12. Oh. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, no one wanted to jump in with you and just like fucking.
Not really, no.
That's crazy. I would have been like, yo, like two or three of you guys get in here right now. See what we're going.
See what noises we make.
Yeah. If we all start laughing, you know what's going on. So you obviously won it with your girl, right?
Yep.
And you guys are still madly in love. No. No, that's right. You're cheating on her while you're here. No, joking. What? No. So what happened?
But obviously, when we came back, it was a pandemic. I think when you go on that show, you're like, we've been in a pandemic. So the best thing you could do in the UK, date-wise, was like go for a walk or...
Right.
Like people weren't really able to see each other. So obviously when you're getting that retreat, it's very intense.
Yeah.
You've got like 3 weeks to go. It's like being on holiday with a girl. Like it's perfect, isn't it, really? Unless
unless you
argue and you want to book a flight home, but usually it goes well. And like we have the nice food, the weather. Like, so I think you kind of pass the stage of getting to know each other properly. You just dive straight in.
So
I feel like we didn't really know each other. And when we came home, we were still in a full lockdown. You know, like when you couldn't leave your house in the UK.
No way.
Literally all you could do is go to the shop for like essentials. So we were not allowed to follow each other on Instagram until it airs. Kind of post about each other.
So you couldn't see if she was going on dates with other guys?
Yeah, basically. She could have been doing anything.
She could have been going crazy, yeah. Fuck.
So yeah, it was tough. And obviously I live 4.5 hours away from her, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I can't...
So you're saying she was cheating on you?
Probably, yeah. Nah. But it was just difficult, and obviously the spark doesn't go, but I feel like once you get back to normality...
Yeah, it's a bit tough.
Yeah, you're both doing your own thing. It's like...
And you also realise that that's a complete stranger.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is.
So you guys didn't move in together? You guys didn't do any of that shit?
No, we didn't do any of that.
So it just...
That's too intense. You can't do that.
Well, Cam and Emily moved in together.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
They got to be on the rocks. There's no way that's
lasting.
I know,
Surely you can't get on that well.
Yeah.
Surely. Who does that?
Yeah, bro, one of them has to be cheating. Or it has to be over a relationship. There's no way.
Have you got trust issues? Because everyone's cheating.
Yeah, of course I do. I live in LA. So you guys, it just fizzled out, didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, we met back up and like...
Yeah.
But that obviously it had been a year then, so we both had like...
Right.
We'd met other people in between and stuff like that.
Oh, it's
so
tough. I'll never look at a girl the same if she leaves me because it's someone else.
Like, yeah, it's not the same, is it?
No.
So like, we get on though, like we've still got like a... We've got a good relationship.
You guys are still friends?
Yeah, yeah. And like, it's funny because when we get back together as well, it's like, it's the same energy, which obviously is what people have fallen in love with watching the show, like
right.
Us as a couple. So it's really weird. It's like, I don't really know what it is, to be honest, but there's something there, but I just don't know what it is.
You will marry her, you think?
Steady on. No. You put words in my mouth, you know.
Title of this video, Harry will marry Bo.
No.
Yeah, no, but she did cheat on you with Prince Charles. You did tell me that the car.
The fans will go crazy for that, man.
No, so what do you say? There's still a chance?
No, you know what? Everything happens for a reason. You can't rule anything out in life. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't know what path you're going to go down and where things are going to go. But never say never. I don't really know. Like, obviously, you know what it's like after you come off Tour to Handle. Like, you're busy, and obviously, it's a great platform. So, like, I've basically said, you do you. Do you know what I mean?
Do your thing.
Do your thing.
You're going to go to LA and just have sex with influencers. You tell her that? No.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've not even been out yet. I've not left the hotel.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I haven't needed to. They've come to me.
I'm joking. No, yeah. Yeah, I won't get you.
No, I'm single. She's single.
Yeah,
she's
going to do what you want.
Yeah, of course, man. You can't. You've got to enjoy your life.
Is there any people that have... like any other cast members had sex with each other? Anyone else hooking up? Give us the tea.
A few people.
Jackson and Georgia for sure.
Jackson and Georgia?
Yeah.
What? No. Where'd you pull that from? I told you put words in my mouth.
I'm just trying to like reel something out of you.
Wait, didn't you hook up with Holly?
What? I'm going to get shot after this podcast.
Yeah, when you said that you were here just hooking up with Holly.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, that's why you were both here at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. That's it was all planned.
That's why you flew in for Holly.
You dirty dog.
What's Nathan going to say about that?
I don't know. I don't think they're out of the thing, are they? They're not together.
What? No, are they together in Paris right now? Oh, no, it's Jackson and Holly.
Maybe Jackson and Holly are fucking... I don't know. Do you know what? I tend to keep myself to myself.
Right, you don't hang out with those guys?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, occasionally. But obviously, I'm not from London, so I only see them every now and again. And
right, is there any... Like, are you guys all super close, or do people hate...
There should be a Too Hot to Handle boxing fight card. Like, all... Like, once enough seasons have aired, you could probably put together a couple
fights.
Like,
pretty good...
Pretty good card, compared to everyone else. I'm What's the that? Shortest. I'm the oldest. I've got the worst figure.
I'm not going to the boxing fight. No. My season's had some absolute losers. If you think about season one, think back. Oh, you probably can't remember them.
Well, I only watched it last week, so I
can't. Yeah. No, there's some on our season in like their mid-30s now.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but to be fair.
Yeah, dude, fucking losers in their mid-30s, bro. Bunch of losers.
No, I mean, they go on reality TV and they try and figure out, you know?
Well, what I'm trying to say is I will probably not win my boxing match, but I'll come and watch.
It'd be good. No,
you can be a ring girl.
Yeah, you can be a ring girl. So what? Like how much money did you win?
$45,000. Well, $90,000.
$45.
Yeah, imagine. Well,
it should have been that. The amount of times Nathan and Ollie fucking.
So you won 90 racks.
Yeah, but I'd split it with Bo, obviously.
Why? Why don't you just tell your fuckers up?
Because...
No, she's a good girl.
At the end of the...
I don't know. I've never met her. I've never messaged her.
Don't
attack me.
Obviously, because Netflix put us together, like, they combined us as, like, one person.
Right, because you guys had the most growth?
Yeah, well, we were just, like, kind of a couple. We stayed together throughout it all, and... Yeah, so they just included us as like...
You guys had sex on the show?
No.
Just after? You waited a whole month to have sex with her?
Yeah.
And that was your girlfriend?
See, that's love, that.
Is it?
I don't know, is it?
I think when you can't have sex with someone, you actually like develop stronger feelings for them, like when you're just making out and shit. Mm.
Really? Because like, I don't love you and me.
I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what else, though? Like... If you can't have something, you want it more, though.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So I kind of agree with you, but I don't agree with you, in a sense.
So did you guys fool around at all? Like, she didn't get to see the weapon between your legs?
She might have felt it in bed now and again, do you know what I mean? Not by choice. You know what it's like in there?
It's just like, she rolls over. She's
What's
like,
that? Oh, yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah. So you guys were dating... on the show as well, like you made her officially your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys didn't have sex.
Do you know what? I hadn't been in a relationship as well three years before. Like, was my last relationship. So
wow. And are you planning to get on another one soon, or are you just sick of relationships?
Well, I'm getting that age, and I can't fuck about.
Oh,
forever.
You have to get
how old are you, Harry?
24.
24.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, he can do what he wants.
Yeah,
I've got to think about kids.
I know.
Got kids to feed. So I've got a wedding to plan.
You gotta find a wife first. Not an LA. So you earned 45,000.
Yeah.
Have you done anything with that money? You just letting it chill?
I'm letting it chill. When you convert, it's 33,000.
Oh, fuck.
That's a great amount.
Yeah, it's not a crazy amount.
Well, at least I didn't get taxed on it, so it could have been worse.
Oh, you didn't get taxed on it? No. Or you just didn't pay your taxes?
No.
Fuck.
You should put it all into
Dogecoin. I don't know why I didn't get taxed.
Yeah.
Is that because it's prize money?
I think so.
Some countries don't tax prize money. Canada doesn't, but US does.
It does?
Yep. Mm. You're like, oh.
Yeah, I'm like, there was
but is it not a US show, Netflix? Like,
to watch no. It's where you live, no? I think.
Really?
Fuck, I don't know.
Either way, I didn't get taxed. Yeah. Or I owe someone a lot of money.
So what happens now? You're going to do more reality shows? Like, is your goal to be fucking... like on the next Geordie Shore? Hey, Abby, why are you dressed like shit?
It's because I haven't gotten my Cuts clothing yet like you have. How can I fix that?
Look, Cuts clothing is here. They're basics. They're comfortable basics. They look fucking great. They're comfortable to wear. The material, I wish I was wearing mine today.
Oh, the hoodie you were wearing yesterday, that black hoodie, that was from Cuts, right?
It was from Cuts.
Oh, dude, that looks so comfortable.
So comfortable. So beautiful and nice to wear. It fits great. It looks great. Cuts clothing has perfected the art and science of men's t-shirts. You can throw one on and look great without ever thinking twice about it.
Oh, that's good because like this is like fits
yeah,
all.
Yeah, you look like shit.
Oh, I know.
You should never wear that shirt
ever
again.
Well, I'm signed up for Cuts though, so my stuff will be here soon.
Cuts clothing has totally revolutionized the traditional outdated t-shirt category. So never wear shitty shirts like that ever
again. And
they
got like simple clothing, right? Like simple, I don't like weird patterns and stuff like that.
Basics. The
big
sweats
logos
are good.
And shit.
No logos. None of that. The sweats are good. Everything looks good. And it is a good look. Lads.
And they ship it to me, right? Because I hate going clothes shopping too.
Ship it to you. Join hundreds of thousands of guys who have made the simple decision to elevate their wardrobe with Cuts. Get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com/tap. That's cutsclothing.com/tap for 15% off the only shirt worth wearing.
No, I actually got asked to do Geordie Shore, but I feel like I wouldn't fit in there. It's a bit crazy, isn't it?
Why?
It's mental. Have you watched it?
Yeah, it's sick. I haven't watched it recently. I remember when I was at high
school. Yeah, it used to be. It used to be unreal, to be fair.
But you could go in and just fucking go nuts.
Yeah, true.
Get away with murder on that show.
How many years do you think I've got left in me?
I don't know. I just don't know what, like, you want to go back to chopping trees?
I feel like everyone think, like, I've not really had an angle. Like, people use the platform, but for me, I'm just like happy-go-lucky. I'll do something for an experience, a bit of fun.
Yeah.
So I didn't really think that far ahead, but and maybe I should have, because I will be climbing trees again soon. But I want to do more reality TV. I'll do more reality TV.
Yeah.
Like the shows that I'd love to do.
Yeah.
Like, well, there's no point telling you because you don't even watch TV. Do you? No, you don't know what Love Island is.
Yeah, I know what it is.
So do you know, have you heard of like SAS, Who Dares Wins? It's what? Like a...
We have different TV over here.
Yeah, but it's a popular show. You might have heard of it.
SAS?
Yeah, it's like...
it's like Navy SEALs, like rescue people? Yeah,
but they put you through like the whole process
Fuck
of
that,
it.
Fuck that, dude.
Really?
You do that?
Yeah. Got to lose a bit of weight somehow. Gain a bit of muscle. But...
That's your dream show?
No. There's a lot of other shows I like, but I would like to do that. I'd love to do Soccer Aid. It's like a massive charity football game.
Oh, right.
At Wembley.
Right.
I'd like to do more reality TV, like maybe Celebs Go Dating. I quite like that show.
That's good.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. So you just want to do like the UK shows and shit, fuck around.
Yeah.
And take it from there.
Podcast as well.
Yeah, you're telling me you had a good podcast idea. Yeah. So, do you want to put that out there yet or no?
No, I don't think so. I might get told off. But me and Cam are going to have a podcast together. Yeah. So
is Cam a good guy? I've never met
Cam's
him.
A great guy, yeah.
Yeah. Why are you saying that with a smile?
Well, he actually is.
I've never met him. We messaged a couple of times.
Yeah, he's coming to LA soon.
He is?
Yeah, I think.
I feel like he's been saying that for like 3 years. He's like, oh, bro, I'll see you out there. I'm like, yeah, I live here. Like, I'm always here.
Yeah, he's coming in 3 weeks or something.
For what?
I say you. To come on the podcast.
To come on the podcast.
Well, that's what he told me anyway. But yeah, he's a good guy. obviously we've got the same management, so we're going to do a podcast. We've got like good idea.
Sick.
Going around London and stuff and involving a lot of brands. And everyone thinks I should go to presenting.
You look like you could definitely.
Really? But no one understands me. So.
Well, probably in your hometown, they probably get you.
Yeah.
You could be like a local weather guy, the weather boy.
To be fair, I feel like you understand me now.
Yeah. Bro, I started talking like you in the car and I was like, what the fuck did I just say? I was like, I think my accent is like a chameleon. Like I'll mimic.
Yeah, but yesterday you couldn't understand me.
Yeah, because you're speaking so fast.
Oh, right. Okay.
Probably our audience is going to have no idea. I'll probably have to put translation.
Yeah, we should.
Every time
it.
I put a TikTok. Every time I put a TikTok on, they're like, can you put subtitles on?
Yeah, but like
literally, they don't understand me, but I feel like I...
Even if you're just dancing, they're like, put subtitles on.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is this?
As soon as my lips move, that's it, subtitles.
Well...
did they subtitle you on Too Hot to Handle?
No, but they should have.
Yeah, they should have.
I feel like I didn't get enough airtime.
Yeah,
anyway,
what is your accent?
It's like...
You got the Jon Snow.
Do you know
Geordie
Shaw?
Accent.
What? Geordie Shaw?
Yeah.
Which you love, apparently.
I thought you were Welsh.
Huh? You know, so you think I'm Welsh? Someone thought I was Irish and Scottish yesterday.
Yeah, because you're all... The accents are sick, but like...
So, Geordie Shaw, near there. So the same accent as them, kind of.
Right. And you wouldn't want to do Geordie Shaw. I feel like it'd be crazy.
Really? I feel like it's past it now, no?
I'll come on.
All right, me and you'll go on.
Yeah, we'll just go on.
Me and you'll start on Geordie Shaw. Why don't we just...
We'll bring it back.
Yeah, why don't we just get a house and get loads of fit birds and just go mad?
I don't know if anyone would watch that. Unless it's on like OnlyFans.
Not if you're squealing when they touch you.
Everybody would be laughing. I kind of what's been the most overwhelming thing about like this going from a tree surgeon to like overnight fame?
I think like getting recognized and stuff. I find that crazy.
Yeah,
like, you can go anywhere and someone will know who you are. But like I like that. I've always like got positive like comments and stuff, and people are dead nice. So it's overwhelming, but it's because obviously you don't when you go on a reality TV show, you don't know how you're going to be edited. You don't know what people are going to think of you. You're basically putting your life in somebody else's hands, so...
Yeah, it's a bit dramatic.
Well, you are. You could come off and everyone would be, like, hating you. You look a bit shit, do you? But, yeah, so I think that's, like, quite overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I don't really know, really. It's just, the fact that just, like, getting jobs and stuff, like, different kind of jobs. But it kind of feels weird, the transition from, like, working at 9 to 5.
Yeah.
And then... Now you'll sit around and almost like you'll think you're not doing anything and it plays on your mind a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think over time, obviously, things work out and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a bit different when you're like seeing emails or like replying to comments and stuff. Like, because I'll be sitting there and I had this conversation with my manager, like replying to comments and like trying to engage like people that engage me.
Mm.
And they'd be like, oh, you're working. I'm like, am I? I don't know. Like, I'm just replying to comments. Like, no, it's technically work.
Yeah.
Like, you're on the clock.
Yeah, you are.
24/7.
Like, well, even like when you do a Q&A and stuff, you've got to like...
Dedicate hours to
it. Yeah, let them know when you're doing it. Like,
yeah.
We're talking like we've got a hard life, but it's not...
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's
like... We're replying to comments.
Shit, it's a Q&A, yeah, really.
Somebody's listening to this podcast with their AirPods in a coal mine right now.
Yeah.
Poor you.
Yeah, poor you.
Thinking them two Harrys are a bunch of wankers.
Such a pussies. Yeah, fuck.
You know what I mean, though? Like, it's not as simple as what people think. Like, you've got to grind to get to the next...
You know what would be a fun show?
What?
Dirty Jobs. I'm just thinking that right now.
What is that?
Have you not seen that?
No.
Like, imagine if we did Dirty Jobs together. That would be hilarious.
Dirty Jobs? What is it?
This guy just does the worst jobs ever. Like, he'll go clean, like, a septic tank or, like, he'll find,
you
like...
You want to do that with me?
It'd be funny, no?
Yeah.
It'd be like, it's like the worst jobs ever. I'm just thinking, like, we're sitting here complaining about... Or not complaining, but just, like, saying it.
Yeah, imagine, like, you get the call to be on, like, Too Hot to Handle or, like, Love Island or whatever, then you show up to the island, they're like, psych, this is the twist, you're on Dirty Jobs.
You're going to clean that toilet. You're going to pick up shit.
I thought I was going to drink and fuck. They're like, nope, you're shoveling pig shit.
I'll be down for that.
We'll talk to some people. Right, okay. We'll see what we can make happen.
That's the move. Like, just like yeah. you apply for a reality show, but the reality show is you don't know what show you're gonna be on.
Yeah, like yeah. It's like a raffle.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just like, oh, guess like, what?
Oh,
like,
Squid Game.
Real life when you actually get shot.
So if he rings me when I get back to the UK, I'm gonna ignore the phone. I'm not gonna answer.
Have you seen? There's this one show called like Dating Naked. Have you seen that one?
Naked Attraction.
No, Dating Naked, I think.
No, you're wrong. It's Naked Attraction.
Is it for a man who doesn't watch TV.
Naked. No, that's a real show.
No, what it is. Yeah,
yeah, I got asked to audition for that. I was like, I'm good.
Yeah, because but they make them do like weird dates. Like,
I think you get paid like $200 to be on a show.
Really?
So sick. Like, yeah, I would do it. But no, like they make them go on like weird dates where they go like naked horseback riding.
Oh, really?
Or like scuba diving.
Oh, so the one in the UK, you basically... You see different parts of the body and you pick them.
Oh, this is on actual TV, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So like you'll get a woman come in, for example, and there'll be like six men behind a screen and then like you can see the dicks and shit. I don't get it, to be honest. But...
on TV?
Yeah, and then like you pick, like you look, I think you like look at parts of the body and decide like, you basically... dating someone because looking at them being naked,
looking at their cock.
Yeah, basically, it's like a weird show.
Well, that's kind of funny too because he's like a short, fat guy with a big hammer.
The screen slowly rises because I've seen like a trailer for it, but I don't know why it's actually on TV.
I bet. Imagine Harry doing it. The screen will take like ages to get up because you're about 7 foot yeah, tall.
Everyone's like past their heads. I'm like, is that my knee?
They'll be like, where does this guy's dick start?
On my head. There's also that, what's that, that doctor one where they look at the embarrassing bodies.
Oh, embarrassing bodies.
That
one's fucking
terrifying.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Oh. I feel like I'm in good nick, so I'm
doing okay.
I'm all right. I've got a question for you, actually. Oh, shit. If there was a Talk to Handle reunion, would you do it?
Sure.
That didn't sound very convincing.
Well, I don't know. Like, depends who's going to be on it. Like, I probably would do it. It'd be a lot of fun. Like, if it's, like, good people, but... what would we do?
I know.
Like, I've already had sex with almost every single... almost every single girl of my season. And the...
every girl, a couple of guys.
He doesn't know back to me. They're all watching this like, please don't out me.
Yeah, no, like, a couple of season two, a couple of season three. Like, fuck.
You haven't slept with Bo, have you?
I couldn't even say her name right when I met you.
It was you. That she was cheating on me with you, twat.
But no, I couldn't even say a name right. I was like, oh, whatever. Give
Bo me X.
Yeah, Bo X.
How long do you think it's going to last, Talk to Handle? Because like the concept of it surely is going to wear a bit thin eventually.
Four has been announced. I know that season four, apparently they're all just fucking sexy as fuck.
Really?
Apparently they're so hot.
How many of them are you going to fuck?
I don't know. Like,
save one for me.
No, but for if it's gonna go like on further, like what happens? Like, I think now like everyone's going on for like followers and
and
an audience and a platform. Mm. Even though some people in your season didn't really
do well,
they should do it with a bunch of boomers.
It should be like, no, what do they do with like senior citizens? They come on.
Or like divorcees.
You could mix it up though, to be fair, couldn't you? Do you know what show I do want to do? Big Brother.
Why?
It'd be so much fun, no?
Big Brother?
Yeah. That's big in Australia, isn't it?
Huge.
Yeah.
I think it only just come back. I think it got cancelled because there was like some sexual assault shit. Like one of the dudes like whipped his cock out and smacked a guy on the head on live TV. And it was
really,
and they canceled it. It was crazy. I remember and then they fully canceled it. And I think it only just come back. Yeah, but I don't know. It's big in UK, though.
Well, they canceled it there as well. Cause apparently there's like a big racism.
What?
Yeah. Someone was racist on it. It got canceled.
Fuck.
There's been loads of drama on Big Brother, to be fair, but I think that it's going to make a comeback.
It's big over here.
Yeah, it's massive in the UK.
I got a UK passport. We could go do it.
Yeah, we should go on that as well. Sounds better than dirty fucking whatever.
Dirty jobs.
I've done a dirty job for 13 years. I don't need another one.
Yeah,
I used to come home with sawdust down my boxes and shit. I did.
My mum used to go, strip off at the door, you're not coming in the house like that.
What, your mum just
mud all over me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sawdust, sap, everything you can think, a tree covers you.
What?
So no one, honestly, every person I say I'm a tree surgeon to, they're like, what even is that? You don't even look like you could climb a tree.
Yeah, what the fuck? So you're moving to London now, right?
Yeah, six.
What, six?
Essex.
Oh, Essex.
Thank you.
I think you just said six.
He's my translator.
Yeah.
Essex.
Yeah, why Essex?
Because my friend lives
why
there.
Why not London?
Well, it's close enough.
It is?
Are you moving in with Chloe?
Who?
Oh, yeah, since Chloe.
Season one.
Yeah, I heard you guys hook it up.
Since when? I've not even, do you know what? She's the only girl I've not met.
Really?
No, I've not met Chloe. I've met everyone but.
She's the best one.
Is she?
She's the greatest.
Yeah, she's the best.
Really?
Yeah, she's a little fucking angel. Yeah, she's cool. She's big in Essex, isn't she? No.
Isn't she from there?
Yeah, yeah, originally, I think, yeah.
Okay.
That's why I'm moving there.
You want to chase that down?
Nah.
You guys would actually be fun together.
Really?
Yeah, she's great. She doesn't drink or party, though, so you might be in trouble.
Yeah, well, I need to slow that down, don't I?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to move here to LA? It's a bit harder.
Maybe one day. I don't really know.
Yeah, you just go on with the flow right
now. What made you move to LA?
Just an opportunity. Where I was living, the ceiling was kind of like pretty small. So I wanted to like see what would happen. I didn't know, bro. I just took a gamble, to be honest.
Mm.
And it paid off. Like I moved before the show even come out. Like,
oh, really?
I was here and like set up, had my shit sorted like probably like 6 months before the show come out.
You've been on other shows as well, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been on a couple. There's a few more coming out this year, which should be good. But yeah, I don't know. Just trying to do more hosting shit. I could definitely see you as a host and... the podcast itself would be
yeah,
sick for you.
I think that as well. I think the opportunity coming from the podcast will open doors.
Yeah, yeah, we've had some crazy like stuff come across because you know, thanks to our listeners, like some people in high places that want us to do cool shit.
Oh,
which
really?
Is really sick.
That's
yeah,
decent.
And yeah, bro, I don't know, like I don't because they're really trying to push the show out in the UK. Yeah. Was there more people from the UK than anywhere else?
No, I was the only guy from the UK.
Oh, really?
Well, there was like a few grenades. What do you call them?
Ugly chicks?
Huh? Intruders, yeah. Why do you call them intruders?
I don't know.
I don't get that.
Grenades, he's like ugly chicks?
It's like the Jersey Shore thing, I think.
Yeah.
Like a newcomer.
Newcomer,
yeah.
Yeah.
An intruder. An intruder reminds me of someone who's going to come like attack you.
Yeah.
Come and steal your girl. To be fair, that's the plan, isn't it? They do come to try and mess up relationships. But there was one other guy from the UK. There was two girls from the UK, but I was the only guy from the UK until the intruder came along.
Right.
So
who was the intruder?
Jackson.
Oh, I was going to say Obi's not from the UK.
No.
That's where I watched up to.
I was going to say, when I said Jackson, I thought, oh, he won't know who he is.
So what's your plan while you've been in LA? You be fucking around, doing anything crazy?
Do you know what? I expected better weather. What's happened to the weather out here?
The weather's fucking great. What are you talking about?
Well, it is now, but it hasn't since I got here. It's been fucking about 7 degrees.
Well, it's worked in your favour, though, no? You've been in
saying
a hotel.
That, it's still warmer than... Steady. It's still warmer than the UK, so I can't complain. But I wanted to go on with a tan, but I feel like I'm not.
Well, you're
probably,
really
probably going
to
go
beach.
With a missus.
Fuck.
But yeah,
you're just here for a quick holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See Steven. Obviously, obviously meet you.
Oh yeah.
And yeah.
All right, you little chicken parmesanas, thank you so much for tapping in. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did enjoy, make sure you leave a comment. Give us 5 stars if you love us.
Yes.
And where can everyone find you?
Up a tree. Instagram. What do you mean to find me?
What is it?
Harry Johnson 92. Following guys.
Instagram, TikTok, Twitter.
All Harry Johnson 92.
Why is it 92?
Because I'm born in 1992. Someone stole Harry Johnson.
Yeah.
I need to try and claim it.
That's a terrible name.
Why?
Harry Johnson?
Yeah, apparently on the show, the way the American said it was Harry Johnson.
Yeah, that's
is
what
a Johnson
like.
A dick in America?
Yeah, yeah, it means cock. Yeah,
my parents fucked
me. Oh, that's funny, dude.
My parents fucked me over, didn't they?
Yeah. Fucking bastards. Well, and we have the same initials as well.
Yeah,
H-J.
I know we do. We've got a lot in common.
It's crazy. Well, my loves, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And yeah, we'll see you next week.